Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks for checking in with us for this Friday, March 2nd, 2012. This is our 496th podcast. Glad you're here. Wow, this year, where's this year going? It's already March. We're already looking at April, already looking at spring break. A lot of folks planning their Hawaii vacations now for spring break, and we're really getting busy here in the Hawaiian Islands. I mean, tourism is way up. So if you're thinking about planning a trip to Hawaii, you've been procrastinating it, now's the time to really get serious, folks. We've been keeping you up to date with what's been happening with the airfare here. We know the best way to do it. We know the best way to get you here at the right price. So give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. My name is Bruce Fisher. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover. I want to first do a few shout-outs here before we get started. I want to do a shout-out to Roger Anderson. Him and his wife listen to our podcast, are also planning a trip here to the island, so we're helping them out. Also want to say a big shout-out to Timothy Vonseca, who also contacted us listening to our show. Working with Tara, one of our agents. I know we've been going back and forth with you, and I hope that we can find a really great package for you guys. And, of course, you can always reach out to me. I'm always kind of keeping an eye on everything that's going on here. So please give me a call if you're planning a trip. You kind of want to know what to do. You need a good expert to help you plan your vacation. Give me a call, 1-800-843-8771, or just email me, Bruce at Hawaii-Aloha.com. Couple of more shout-outs I want to do here to our friends in Japan. You know, recently we've switched our service provider, and so now I can get much better granular information about who's listening to the program, and I'm really surprised to see how many folks in Japan. Osaka, for instance, just in the last week was the number two downloaded country listening to our show. There were over 127 people downloaded the podcast from Japan. So we want to say thank you to our friends in Japan for listening and let you know that we have Japan-speaking folks here on staff, and we can help you if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, doing a group trip or any kind of trip to Hawaii from Japan, Osaka, Narita, all of those airports. We can do it. We can handle it for you. So give us a call. We would love to work with you. Of course, a lot of folks in California listening to us, and I want to ask all of you to do me a big favor. You know, we have this app. It's called the Hawaii Aloha app. We relaunched it recently. We have a new app editor in there, and it would really help me out a great deal if you just downloaded the app and then go on there and say hello. And just check in from whatever country you're in or from whatever city you're in and just say aloha. If you do that, I'm going to send you an old school Hawaii Aloha travel sticker. You know, that's our decal, our old school sticker. I'm also going to send you out a Kukui High School Student of the Year bumper sticker and a postcard from us here in Hawaii. So please get over to our app. It's in the iTunes store. It's called Hawaii Aloha. You can also get it in the Android marketplace as well. Same name, Hawaii Aloha. We do appreciate it. Also, please get over to our blogs and our podcasts. We produce content every day for you. If you like the iTunes show here, then you may want to download our 808 Hawaii Travel Show, which is the best of videos that we do. That's available in the iTunes stores, and that's free as well. So please check that out. I think that clears up pretty much my shout outs and some of the information I wanted to share with you guys. So please get involved with us. Just write to me, Bruce at Hawaii-Aloha.com. I really would love to hear from you guys. All right, let's get into some news here. In Waikiki, you know, there's a stretch of beach in Waikiki right where the Sheraton Waikiki is, where it's virtually non-existent. The only time you can see a little bit of beach there is when it's low tide. So they've been planning this project to pump sand in there for years to try and build back that beach because, believe it or not, that beach there represents $2 billion a year in revenue for the state of Hawaii. I don't know how they do the math on that, but that's what they say. That stretch of beach is worth $2 billion. So what they did was they planned a project. They were going to be pumping a lot of the sand from offshore, off the ocean, into that area through where the Royal Hawaiian is. They were going to pipe it in and pipe the sand in. Well, it turns out they didn't have enough power to do that. They had to figure out a different way to get the sand there. So what they've done is they're dredging it out from another point, and they're trucking it now down Waikiki to the beach where they have to put the sand. And it's now going to take a lot longer than they expected to get this project done. They're looking at it mid-April, to getting the project completed. If you're going to be down there, it might be a little bit of an inconvenience because you have to kind of walk through these barricaded areas and pathways to get down to the beach. It kind of reminds you that, you know what, there's lots of other beaches. I just want to let people know. I mean, there's great beaches. There's the Diamond Head Beach. You can go there. Kaimana Beach, which is right across the street from Kapi'olani Park, where the Nanatorium is. The Nanatorium is this old public swimming pool area that is actually not being used, but it's right near there. And that's a great beach. I love that stretch of beach. It's actually quiet there. Fort DeRussy is a good place also, that area. You can get good parking there as well. You know, if you don't want to stay in Waikiki, you know, there's so many beautiful places you can go. You can go out to Manoa Valley, and you can go to the Lion Arboretum, which we featured on our blog. You could do something like that, or explore some of the cultural sides of Honolulu, if you will. Just so many things to do outside of Waikiki, as you know. And a lot of these things can be reached by bus, so you don't really need to have a car to do it. And if you do have a car, well, then you may want to consider venturing out a little bit further to the North Shore or something like that. And there's endless amount of things to do and eat when you take a trip like that. Even if you're a little inconvenienced by the beach in Waikiki, you know, it's not my favorite beach in Hawaii anyway. But it will be a big improvement once they get that sand back there. It's been kind of a bummer having that. Now, if you're going to be here in the next few days, one of our favorite festivals is the Honolulu Festival. It's going to be happening in the next few days over here in Waikiki. There'll be lots of activities, lots of things happening, a lot of the music, dance, craft, arts, a lot of exhibits. It celebrates the culture, the Japanese culture, and it's kind of a sister relationship they have with Honolulu. And there's lots of performances and things that you could do that, you know, revolve around the festival. The finale is really the big deal. And that starts at 4:30 on Sunday, and that's really just an amazing parade. We'll definitely be down there, and I'm also going to be doing some video, and I'm going to bring you some of the Honolulu Festival this year. There's more than 4,500 performers and visitors who come here just for this event. So hopefully, if you're going to be here, you'll be able to catch it, catch some of the festivities, things happening down in Waikiki. But plan on trying to do a festival if you're going to be coming here on a vacation. It really makes all the difference. So check with us, check with the calendars. See if there's a festival happening when you come here to Hawaii. You know, give me a call and I can tell you or email. Because over and over again, people who visit Hawaii tell us that their experience is enriched and they want to come back even more if they've experienced some part of our culture through a festival. So definitely do that. Now, a lot of news lately about the tsunami, right? The tsunami debris. It's been just about 1 year ago, practically just about 1 year ago. It was on the 24th or 25th of February last year. A tsunami hit Japan, and then subsequently it actually did hit Hawaii, as you know, or may not know. As a result of that, a lot of debris was created, and that debris has been traversing its way across the globe in the ocean. People have obviously been keeping an eye on this to see where it's going to land, especially here in Hawaii, because we have the beautiful beaches, we have the environment here. It's such an important part of our livelihood here that we're looking at this very closely. Originally, it was thought that the debris would be headed out to sea going north of the Hawaiian Islands and then end up on the west coast of the United States, and then kind of get pulled around into what they call this kind of like garbage patch that exists out in the Pacific. And then slowly, the debris would be coming across the ocean and hitting our shores, which they continue to believe is the current path of this thing. But they are starting to see that some of the pieces have been breaking away. Some of the debris have been breaking away out of the big chunks. They think that some of it may wash up on Midway Island, which is a barometer for Hawaii. If something hits Midway Island, very good chances it's going to hit Hawaii, you know, our islands too. So they've dispatched some experts to go out and look at this debris, and they're going to be getting back and reporting back in the next couple of weeks, expedition basically, to explore what's happening with it. Hopefully in about a month or so, be hearing something about what their discoveries are. So we're keeping a close eye on that. They're talking about debris starting to float up here by as early as 2013. So of course we'll be keeping a very close eye on that. You know, people always ask us if we have the same things that other people have on the mainland. You know, people ask, very often will ask us questions like, do you have McDonald's? Do you have certain restaurant chains? Because they're used to them. And I haven't heard this, but I'm sure people wonder what kind of dogs we have here. Because I know I have been asked that, can you bring in certain types of breeds of dogs? But I thought it would be fun to share with you that the Chihuahua has overtaken the Labrador Retriever to become Honolulu's most popular dog breed. And that's according to the American Kennel Club's 2011 ranking of the most popular dogs in the U.S. The Labrador Retriever is still a favorite, placing second in 2011. It placed first in 2010. So the Chihuahua is Hawaii's favorite dog. Imagine that. Isn't that the one that's the Chalupa, the one from the Taco Bell? Isn't that the same thing? The Chihuahua. So second was the Labrador Retriever, and then a Shetland Sheepdog, German Shepherd, Pomeranian, Bulldog, French Bulldog, and the Cavalier King Charles. So go figure. But we do have all the breeds. I know that for cats we don't, because I used to have a Bengal cat, and I know you can't have a Bengal cat back in Hawaii. They just don't like hybrids here. They think they're wild animals, even though the Bengal cat I had was brought in here before they had that law in place. But my Avalon, he was a hybrid, and you couldn't bring a Bengal into Hawaii now. So you do need to check. If certain hybrids, dogs too, you can't bring into Hawaii. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. Alamo Car Rental is going to be opening up another Waikiki location, so it gives you a little more flexibility. Remember, if you're renting a car, chances are you're going to pick it up at the airport. That means you have to drop it off at the airport. If you decide that you're going to change your mind and want to drop it off in Waikiki, instead of dropping it off back to where you got the car, back at the airport, there's going to be a fee for that. So think about that, you know, and a lot of times when people rent cars on Oahu, they rent it just for a few days. They don't rent it for the entire time because parking is so expensive. So it is helpful to have a rental car location in Waikiki to pick up your car and drop it off. So another one now for Alamo. So keep that in mind if you're going to be renting a car and you're going to be staying in Waikiki. Well, the Lemire restaurant at the Halekulani Hotel in Waikiki has made the list of 100 restaurants in the United States that provide the best service, according to Open Table Inc. Lemire was the only restaurant in Hawaii to make the list for the 2012 Diner's Choice Award, which reflects opinions of nearly 5 million reviews submitted by diners during the past year for more than 12,000 restaurants in all 50 states. And that includes the District of Columbia. Now, Open Table, if you're not familiar with, is an app. And I highly recommend you download this app if you're coming into Hawaii, which allows you to make restaurant reservations. So 100 restaurants on the list are located in 29 states and Washington, D.C. The South, with 22 winners, was the region with the most restaurants on the list. So congratulations to the folks at Lemire. And if you have the money and the budget, I highly recommend you get over and experience Lemire at the Halekulani. Okay, let's get into talking about some questions that have come in from Facebook friends and also podcast listeners. So if you have a question or you have something you'd like for me to talk about on the show, please get a hold of me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. And I'd be happy to answer the question here on the big show. Okay, first one comes in from Maddie, and she wants to know, when is the best time of day to hike Cocoa Head or Diamond Head? And when is it less crowded? Well, first off, you can't really hike Cocoa Head. You can hike Cocoa Crater, just to put that little correction there. And that's the Pu'umai Trail. That's the one that was in the Hawaii 5-0 episode recently. It's the one I did a video on, and I almost died climbing it. It's a very strenuous hike, by the way, if you're planning on doing it. And I highly recommend you do. And both for Cocoa Crater and also Diamond Head, I always recommend going as early as possible, early in the morning, about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And always go on weekdays is best. During the weekend, it's a lot busier. And it's just the rule of thumb, go when people are generally not going to be going. And that's more in the morning times. So I highly recommend that you do both those activities. And hopefully that answers your question. Thank you, Maddie. We do appreciate it. Mary Gaylor wants to know if I want to do extra activities while on vacation to get the best price and a group. Do we book through Hawaii Aloha Travel or book it ourselves? Well, we get great group rates, Mary, so you definitely want to give us a call and check our prices. You know, we like to be competitive. And we usually know about some of the best activities that are off the beaten path, ones that a lot of the main vendors don't know about, a lot of the ones that you don't see online. So we can recommend the best vendors, especially for a group. We like to do special things for small groups. We specialize in doing small groups. So definitely give us a call on that, and we will give you a quote. And we certainly can do it. And Linda Fontaine wants to know, where is the best place to show a newcomer the real, quote unquote, Oahu? Well, that's, you know, that is such a powerful question, because I love that question, because when you say the real Oahu, sometimes people get caught up with the idea that everything about Oahu revolves around Waikiki and what goes on down there, when really the beauty and the magic of Oahu is outside. Now, while I can't go into all of my favorite places that make Oahu real, let me just do a quickie for you. On the east side of Oahu, where we live, that whole stretch that takes you from Hanama Bay up to Makapu'u and then into Waimanalo, that whole stretch, I think, is the real Oahu. It's beautiful there. There's not a lot of tourists. There's tourists there now, but I mean, there's not as many tourists as you would find other places. But if you can get off the beaten path a little bit, maybe go down to Eternity Beach as you do that, or maybe go to China Walls, you know, you're not going to see, you're going to experience this east side like the real Oahu. Another one is get over to Kailua Town. Hang out in Kailua Town. Go to a couple of the restaurants there. Down to Earth, the Kalawai Deli, Lanikai Beach. Do that run. Check out Chinatown at night, where you're going to find a lot of the hip local scene happening and lots of action. Or head out to the west side. A lot of people aren't going to tell you to do that, to the Waianae Coast. Get out to that side of the beach. Some of the most beautiful beaches are there. A lot of people tell you not to go there, but you can go there. Just be careful. It is certainly a beautiful ride and very worth seeing. So that'll be my quick run through of where I would take folks, like friends that come here when they come to visit me. So hopefully that helps you out. Okay, and now let's go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. The first package is for two people coming in from Austin, Texas, going to Kauai. They're leaving April 29th, returning May 6th. On Kauai, they're staying at the Marriott Resort and Beach Club. They got the upgrade to a pool view, and they've got the fourth night free there. It also includes breakfast for two daily. We've got a reduced rate promo, and contact us. You know, we're going to always try to find those reduced rates and the special deals. Total package price on that one, $39.91. Excellent package. Fantastic price. Congratulations to Joshua and Ashley. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii, and also to Abby. She's the agent that put that one together. She's over at Extension 23. Great package, folks, coming in April. Next package is for four people traveling in from Chicago, coming to Oahu, staying at the Queen Kapi'olani on Oahu, leaving August 15th to the 20th. They've got the Diamond Head View Room. Total package price, listen to this, for four people traveling in August, $42.58. Almost a little over $1,000 a person. That is a great deal. Congratulations to the Holly family, George, Angela, Heather, and Michael. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. And congratulations to Isabel. She's the agent that put that package together. She's over at Extension 37. And finally here, we have a package for two people also from Chicago, going May 29th to June 2nd. Staying here on Oahu at the Aqua Aloha Surf in a moderate partial city view room. They've got the leg greeting and the transfers. Another great price. May 29th to June 1st, once again, $21.45. Wow, great deal. Fantastic package. Congratulations to the McGees, Hester, and Flora. You're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Thank you for your business. We do appreciate it. And welcome to our Ohana. And also to Kalei. She's the agent that put that one together over at Extension 31. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. Thank you again for tuning in. Don't forget to get interactive. Contact me. Go to our podcast page. Comment on there, and let's get the conversation going about your Hawaii vacation. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.